Hey, this is JP Nurbin. You're listening to Culture Builders number 129, Not Enough Minutes. So today's Culture Builders episode is actually an excerpt from my book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership, which is shipping this very week. So if you pre-ordered it, hopefully you're getting it by this weekend or early next week. That's my hope. You can also still order by going to thriveonchallenge.com and ordering direct from me so you can get it in the next few weeks. Now, today's excerpt is just a part of a chapter, chapter 29, Strive for Excellence. And the main character, Daniel, is near the end of, middle of a season, and he's facing a challenge with players not being happy with their playing time, something that many coaches across many sports are starting to face at this very moment. Please excuse my reading of this. I will definitely not be doing the audiobook when that does release later this year. A month into the season, Daniel had players come to him about a lack of playing time. They shared similar sentiments. Why aren't I playing much? What do I need to do to get more playing time? What's my role on the team? Daniel had hoped he would avoid this challenge, but he realized that was unrealistic and unfair to expect. Just like employees wanting to get paid for their work, players expect to get time on the court for their efforts and practice. Still, he needed them to know there was only so much to go around. The next practice, he asked every one of the 12 players to write down how many minutes out of 32 they thought they should play on average per game, and turn it in on a piece of paper. He tallied the numbers and got a total of 280 minutes. Well, fellas, unless we have about 20 overtimes every game, I don't have enough minutes to go around. There are only 160 possible minutes to allot in a game, and you all are at 280. That means as a group, we have a disconnect from reality of the situation. And I take responsibility for this disconnect. First, I haven't communicated your roles or done my best to give you an opportunity to succeed. If that opportunity was clearly communicated and you realized you were failing to capitalize on it, then it would be clear to you why you weren't playing. Secondly, I haven't made those of you with less prominent roles feel valued. I struggle to empathize with sitting on the bench because that was rarely my experience as a player and I need to do a better job. And so do the players who play for more minutes. To bridge the gap each week thereafter, Daniel would meet one-on-one with each player to discuss how he would best contribute to the team within the game. Players would then write down commitments that aligned with their own goals and successes to help the team perform its best. In the weekly coaches meeting, they would discuss each player and how they could maximize their value to the team. With the understanding that often, players were like sundials in the shade. If they weren't working, it wasn't because they were broken, but because they were in the wrong spot. Still, as Daniel continued to make these changes and improve the team's process, he was struggling to enjoy the meaningful results of these changes. It almost felt like he was pushing a boulder uphill. It was only a matter of time before he got crushed. That's it for today's episode. Please go to thriveonchallenge.com and be sure to order my book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership. I greatly appreciate your support.